You were saying about interior design, right?
Yeah, I want to go back to school eventually. Well, I've been kind of spitballing because now I have free time, right? I'm trying to find a direction like to go in. And interior design is something that I've always loved. For me, interior design is combining my love of fashion with my love of real estate. Okay. Boom. You know, because I do love real estate, do love fashion. But I'm like, combining both of those, like dressing your houses up is like ultimate winning for me. But I just don't know where to start. Like, that's the thing, is like interior design in Colorado, you have to be very established. You have to be an established designer working in partnership with either builders or other interior designers that will recommend you or sponsor you. And I think I could get to that level if I really apply myself.
Yeah.
So, like you're saying, I might not need to go to college.
Yeah.
To get that.
The thing is, like, there's only a certain amount of career that the barrier of entry is going to college to get that. Like, medical stuff,
right?
For example, Sky had to go to a 4-year college and go to, a 2-year nursing school, like, you know. Yeah. 2 years of basic general ed, mm-hmm. and then 2 years of specific nursing program.
Yeah.
To actually even be considered to able to take the NCLEX.
To apply. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
To do the NCLEX. Yeah, you have to have 2 years of a prestigious
nursing
school.
Like, that's just how it is.
That's just how it is.
Yeah.
That is the barrier of entry.
Yes.
That is the barrier of entry. If interior designing does not have, like, if you have to take a test for it.
Yeah.
No. Do you have to take a test for anything?
No, it's just like experience. It's honestly just experience based. Like,
and then just the thing is, what I was saying is, because I learned this from, what was it? I think it was Alec Hormozy, I think it was like that. That if you don't have to go through that barrier of entry, just start. Don't go to college for it. Don't go into debt for it. Don't pay the exorbitant amount of shit. Because literally the stuff I'm learning at there is stuff that I'm going to delegate to other people soon enough.
Eventually.
Yeah, soon enough. It's going to be delegated to some other people.
You're going
to
hire people to do that.
I'm
going to
be focusing on the stuff that I want in the business. Yeah. Everyone else is going to be picking up the slack of accounting or crunching the numbers.
Details.
Or,
yeah.
You know, being my secretary and stuff. Where I'm out there, you know, closing deals with big clients and stuff like that. That's what I...
Yeah, because I was thinking, you know, I was like, maybe because I don't have any experience in the field, I thought maybe getting a degree would help me get my foot at least in the door, get me networking with like similar people. But like you said, if I can just dive in cold turkey without having to take an entrance exam or having to qualify for a certain certification or whatever, like I could just start.
Just fuck it up and figure it out. That's the motto. Fuck it up and figure it out.
Yeah. That's, I mean, you can always learn how you go along. Like,
yeah.
And that's...
Dad does not have a degree in construction. Yeah. But he has a knowledge of a PhD in construction.
In construction, yeah. Very true.
He has that doctoral expertise.
He built a house from scratch.
He just looks at stuff and is like, that's wrong
as hell.
That's
wrong, yep. Yep. And that just comes with experience.
It comes with experience. That's basically it. So you just try to pack that experience down as much as possible. So you just reach out to interior designers in the local area.
Hey,
to...
do you need a free intern for a little bit?
Just learn under them. You just be like, hey, I want to be your free intern. I'll be helping you wherever you
need.
I'll
run your coffee.
And then tell them
documents.
The reason why. Like, I would like to learn how to become an interior designer. I am a real estate agent and do that. And... be so good at it where they'd be like, whoa, 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 you're doing too much. I have to pay you for stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, you just get as much knowledge as you can. And where you start, when the job becomes easier or when you start, don't learn anything, then it's when you have to go somewhere else or do it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, at that point, like, you learned all the knowledge you could from that one lady and you move on to someone else. It's more experienced or higher up the ladder.
The ladder, yeah.
And that's something that I'm struggling with right now with school, because entrepreneurship... That degree, I'm going to admit,
it's like a bullshit
degree. Gonna do shit for me. It's going to do shit for me.
Yeah. But, I mean, you're trying to learn what you can
right? It's the pressure of, I want to get a college degree. Because statistically, people that have a bachelor's degree earn around 40% more than people that don't. that have an associates.
Well, yeah, but you also have to think about there's three different types of statistics. Well, four different types of statistics. People that didn't go to school aren't making money. People that did go to school still aren't making money. People that did go to school and are making money, which is eventually what your heart desires, right? Mm-hmm. But then you also have to think about the other statistic that didn't go to school, but they're still making money.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. School obviously is going to help you. Like you said, I think there's certain fields where you need that knowledge in order to apply it.
Like, you can't just become a neurosurgeon from experience.
Yeah, you can't be an ultrasound tech just by watching. Like, you gotta go to school for that. Surgeons don't just watch Grey's Anatomy and then jump
like,
in.
Shit, and my like, eye, give me a scalpel. I'm
right. Gonna... scalpel. Yeah.
All right. Oh, ooh, that's like, not part of my experience.
You know, that didn't happen in Grey's Anatomy.
So I also have a textbook.
Can someone put on season 8, episode 32, please?
It's no.
So that's a good...
Oh, the organs are reversed. Sorry. You put your heart on the wrong side.
Nurse, take the stitches out. We're going to have to flip it around.
Oh.
You didn't like them. That was not a very funny joke. I know. Well, food for thought, Luis. Food for thought. I mean, for those that are watching or maybe listening to us, let us know. Do you have a college degree?
But
do you use it? Does it make you money? Like, I want to know. Give me the low, because no one will tell me straight to my face, all right? So if you don't know bullshit, drop it down in the comments.
Another word to think. I think it's the point. It's the margin of if you go into debt or not. College?
Yeah.
Going into debt, if you're not going to get into the medical field, it's not worth going into debt to go to college. But if you're not going into debt to get that interior design thing, and you're surrounded by people that are also going to do interior design, you network with all of them. You become friends with all of them. Save their contacts.
Like you said.
So when you graduate, be like, hey, yo, can you hook me with a job? Can you hook me with a job? College is all networking.
Yeah.
And not really about the classes.
And that's the only reason why I would go, is because like interior design, like you said, the practical application of interior design, you can do it at home. Mm-hmm. Everyone has a space that they can decorate, yeah. Right? We all have things that we can do at home. But like you said, it's having those people that are on the same path as you, have the same goals, have the same like-mindedness that are going to propel you in one direction or another.
And it's those teachers that will also have the experience in that field or have, you know, the technical experience in the field. Will be like, these are certain like examples of people that have done it, that graduated, and they're doing this or doing mm-hmm, that, doing mm-hmm. this. Mm-hmm. Or they have connections and they're being guest speakers in about certain stuff.
Yeah.
So... like, and they also give you resources and tools to help you succeed in your field, which I definitely wouldn't have known if I didn't go to mm-hmm. like, you know, college for business, because like, for example, I didn't know about QuickBooks until I learned it from my accounting teacher. And running Gala Custom Homes, the accounting is one of the things that bog us down during tax season, but if we have that in QuickBooks, it goes by like that. But like you know, it's just going over that hurdle of learning how to use QuickBooks is the biggest point stopping us. And yeah, like that's
and those are some of the gaps that school does fill. You know, is they'll teach you those detail oriented things, but they won't teach you the like, overarching goal, mm-hmm. the how to be successful in your business, how to start a business. It's these are practical, everyday, like, they're literally just practical application. It is not, in theory, how to be successful, how to start your business, how to thrive in the industry. It's, this is what you can do to get started.
Yeah.
The rest is up to you,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, I don't know, maybe I'll start my interior design business, and maybe I'll hit a plateau where then I need to go to college to maybe update my techniques or my skills or network with people, and then maybe that'll springboard my business to the next level. But maybe to start, like you said, I don't need it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Sweet.
Well, I think that will be the end of our podcast.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in on this week's podcast. We love when you hear us talk shit. If you got offended, we probably did our job right. So please tune in with us next week. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, or just want to drop a funny meme,
put them down below.
Yeah.
And
hit us up on social media.
Mm-hmm. I have those links. Warrior. And I will see you next week.
Bye, guys.